Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time to play ball. Throw low and dance. Turn the game on.
Good morning. Lorenzo Neal is not in his seat. This is Joe Low and Dibs on 9. What's with the look?
As you always do.
Factually
that.
Inaccurate?
I just listen to the music. I walk in. I just got my bag. I got my cup of joy. I'm good to go.
You think it's your walk-up music?
Yeah.
The opening of the song?
Absolutely.
Starting a guard. He's a 6 foot, well, 5'11", sophomore, getting smaller every day. 200 and something pounds.
Round, brown, and low to the ground.
He's a stretch one somehow.
Is there such a thing as a stretch zero?
Hey guys, let's all be fair. We all stretching.
Oh, yeah. I'm shrinking. It was the pool. Anyway, Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you all. And welcome to Joe, Low, and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. Action-packed show from start to finish. Vinny Serrato, who was part of the brain trust that drafted Terrell Owens back in, what was that? I don't know, the 90s. Coming up in about 30 minutes to talk about T.O., the Hall of Fame, and everything in between. Jason McIntyre from The Big Lead and FS1 at 7:30 on the Draymond Green, Tristan Thompson Woo! Scrap. Bobby Evans, general manager of the San Francisco Giants at 8:30. We'll talk to him in this post trade deadline world, and Alex Pavlovich at 9:30. In addition, you will have an opportunity to win $1,000 at 7-Eleven, 8-Eleven, and 9-11, and a chance to play golf with Jerry Rice at 8 o'clock this morning. That feels like Jerry. A show.
Yeah.
Just hit the button and walk out. And
that's like,
it's a good show. A lot of forward promotion. Feels like we had some fun.
I know what I'm looking for. I know what I'm looking for. I can't wait till we get there.
The 1-2 piece?
Yes.
Is that what you're looking forward to?
Yes, but I got a ways.
We are going to ease into the water on that at about 6:45. You okay with that?
I'm okay.
We're going to get into about 6:45, but we begin with the MLB trade deadline. Comes and goes, and there's a flurry of activity, but locally, silent, as could be. Giants do nothing. The A's stand pat. Had a deal for Mike Fiers in the works. It got close, but fell apart at the last minute. The A's did come away with closer Jurys Familia. It's important to note that. Trade deadline deals don't have to necessarily be pigeonholed to that final 15 minutes. These are the moves made in anticipation of the trade deadline. So, as you look around the internet today, as you find your way to radio and TV, everybody's got their winners and losers. Now, granted, none of these guys have even played for their new teams yet, but there are winners and losers everywhere. Let's start locally. A's, Giants. Winners, losers? How do you see it, Dennis?
I would say both as losers, although Giants, I think, greater losers than the A's because you didn't do anything and all of your division rivals stocked up. For the A's, you get the sense that the deal they wanted to do wasn't one that was able to go through, but it might still because you get into the waiver trade deadline where a player has to clear waivers, blah, blah, blah. We'll put everyone to sleep here at 6:03 with all the details. But point being, it's not over. It's not over for either team. The Giants, we pretty much know, aren't going to add based on the comments from Brian Sabian. And we have Bobby Evans later today, and he'll reaffirm their belief that they think that they can win with what they have. For the A's, a little bit of a head-scratcher, but it's not yet a done deal as far as trades go.
You got them as losers, but I would imagine not big-time losers.
You
wouldn't sit here and be like, my God, what a swing and a miss. Just overall, it's, well, if I've got to pick one, I can't pick winners.
Right, and it's just a little bit of a bummer. For the Giants, you expected it to be as such, so it's not like you're devastated or you were broadsided by it. You thought they'd stand pat. And they did, but everyone else around them got better, so you have to give them the L.
Giants probably used up all of their mojo on that Derek Rodriguez transaction, which cost virtually nothing, and he pitched another gem yesterday en route to a 2-game sweep over the Padres. Shout out the Padres for showing up in the 8th inning each night. Combined to show up for about 10% of that entire series, but that's the Padres and the Giants off today on to a 4-game series in Arizona over the weekend. Winners, losers, how did you see it?
I don't think you can sit and say that the A's lost. We know Houston made a move. You look it around and said who made a move or two. There was some. There was some movement. It wasn't necessarily a lot of movement. The big fish didn't leave. Harper, everyone thought, may get, you know, shipped away. It didn't happen. When you look at the A's, did they lose? They went out and won. You look at the Giants, they went out and won. But if you just talk about from a mental and a psyche point of the teams, the A's believe they're one of the better teams in baseball. We looked at, they've been streaking, one of the hottest streaks. Yeah, they ran into a hot team last series and lost that series, but now they bounced back and starting to play well, just won two. If you look at it, so do they really feel that they lost? Do they feel that they really are losers? Those men in that locker room, Bobby Evans, those players, those different guys on there, they believe they have a chance to get in the playoffs, and they believe that they're going to do well. They think that they can play with anyone. We had guys on the show, and they talked about, hey, you don't just luck up on winning like we're winning. You just don't luck up on people. We are a good team, and we're not a surprise to anyone. You look at the Giants. How do they feel? What's their mindset? They feel, do they really feel like winners, or do they really feel like losers? You think about what's happening. They talked to, we had Popovich on the phone, on the line. What did he say? Wow. They say they should be playing. What's going on? They don't know what's going on. So you have a mental, from a psyche point, you have a team, the Giants, an organization, we saying, we got older players, don't know what's going on, not necessarily going to make a push. You have two different mindset that I think one side is a winning and not losing, and I think the other side still is in a losing state of mind.
For as competitive as the Giants want to be, they sure as hell don't do a lot in these situations. That's not a pro or a con, but just look around. If you're a Dodger fan, you picked up Manny Machado and Brian Dozier over the last couple weeks. Those are two huge adds in the playoff push. You look around the rest of Major League Baseball, the Yanks were ultra-aggressive, bringing in Zach Britton and Jay Happ. All around baseball, all the contenders were making moves except for the local teams. Now, again, not to say it's pro or con, but everything with the Giants from the start of the season until now has always come back to the same thing. Well, they're not going to cross that CBT, that competitive balance threshold. They're not going to put themselves deeper into the tax. Okay, understandable. But that keeps coming up. It leads me to believe they have something really big in store for this offseason. If avoiding those extra financial penalties this year means this much, watching everyone around you, every big ticket item team in the Major League Baseball organization out there acquiring players and making moves, it leads me to believe that these guys are thinking there's so much more to be had in the offseason from a spending standpoint. We're not going to go ahead and jeopardize that now by putting ourselves into the tax for what? A fifth straight year. We want to reset those penalties, bring them back to the lowest possible level, and we want to make a splash. Maybe that's good for Bumgarner. Maybe that's good for the Bryce Harper rumors. But regardless, to watch Dozier and Machado land on an already loaded team while you do nothing, there's got to be a reason for it.
Yeah, and the reason will be to spend in the offseason. I firmly believe it. And Greg Papa, who joined us yesterday, was talking about the outfield that needs to be completely reworked. And you're not going to rework it with $5 million a year Punch and Judy kind of players. And this is not to take a shot at Austin Jackson, but you need to bring in real slugging in your outfield, because right now you don't have virtually any of it. Last few years, you've been last in baseball in homers from your outfield. So that's an area you'll spend. If you decide Bumgarner's worth whatever he's going to command, $20 million or so, you spend it on him. And you don't worry about going over the threshold next year if you handle your business this year.
Better shape today or pre-deadline? And when I mean pre-deadline, I mean incorporate about a week or so, right? Include the Machado trade, include the Britton trade, all the stuff that's gone on the last couple weeks, that's considered pre-deadline. And then there's today. Are the Giants and or A's, were they in better shape before the deadline than they are now, or are they in better shape now than they were before the deadline?
I think the Giants are in worse shape because their rivals all got better, and you'll see it today with Arizona's improved bullpen when the Giants, or tomorrow rather, when they have their four-game set in Arizona, the Diamondbacks are better. For the A's, I think they're just as good because Seattle didn't really do anything significant, so the A's probably better off because their rival didn't get better.
What do you think?
I'm with dibs on them. The A's, you got to realize.
Look at you two, Riggs and Murtaugh.
No, but think about
it. Same church, same pew.
The A's have talent. You have a lot
same
of
seat. You can sit on each other's laps.
Oh, no. I'm going to pass.
Only that's one way that goes.
That's a hard pass. Yeah, he'll go for a ride. I think you can bullet flag him.
Sorry. No flags.
You
no
get
flags.
A Heisman for that.
No flags. We were interrupting you.
Yeah.
But the A's have Look at the guys that they have that were in the farm system. Look at the guys that now that continue to be on the big boy roster. Look at where they're at. They're in a good point. They're in a good spot. They have some guys that they can control. They have some guys that have a lot of talent. Guys that just kind of got on. They're the new kids on the block. So when you think about what they have in their cupboard, compare it with the Giants have in their cupboard. The Giants, the farm team's not that good. The regular ball club has aging ball club. The A's are still in a very, very good shape. So I think the A's, they didn't.
They're in a great shape. They're in contention. They spend no money. That's the best possible shape you could
but
be
But you
in.
Still have a lot of talent.
I'd love to have a Malibu beach house without having to pay for it.
Would you really? Well, yeah. You can get that happen.
But then I got to pay the tax at some point.
Yeah, you do got to pay taxes on it still. But how would you say you're in great shape if you don't have necessarily a good farm system? How can you say you're in great shape if you don't have a lot of young talent? How can you say you're in great shape if you – A's and Giants, on the other hand, if you don't have aging talent and you have a lot of money on the books, that's not great shape. So I think that the A's are in a very, very good position because throughout they have a little bit more longevity right now.
From a financial standpoint and a youth infusion standpoint, they're in excellent shape. It's just somewhat – it's not to pile on. It's just somewhat – I want to say disheartening when you watch the Yanks make moves, the Indians make moves, the Mariners make moves, the Astros make moves. Everybody that is in this race was out there dealing, except for you. You got Familia, but you knew you needed frontline pitching, and you didn't go out and get anybody. Now, granted, Fires is probably still coming over. That's how this kind of appears at the moment, but just got to throw it out there. I mean, this is a year. For the first time in a few years, you're in this thing. You'd like to get at least modestly aggressive at the deadline. Modestly. Just here nor there. All right, we'll get into more of this later. Bobby Evans is going to join us at 8:30. First question out of the gate, did you call Washington about Bryce Harper? Obviously, you didn't get anything done there. No one did. Harper stayed in Washington, and they eked one out against the Mets yesterday. Did everyone see that? 25-4 was your final. Shout out the Mets for being the Mets and continuing to do Met things on a regular basis. Wow. But news out of 49er camp in Santa Clara, it is not good. That is next. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Now that Xfinity Mobile is here, you can save money on your phone bill all over the place. Like at that coffee shop where everyone posts artsy pics of lattes. Or while streaming your Pug Life playlist at the dog park. You can even save while snapping your kid going down the slide for the 18th time. Hey, Steven, the park downtown has a bunch of hot spots, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, you can save there, too. In fact, you can save hundreds of dollars a year compared to top wireless carriers. Because Xfinity Mobile is a new wireless network that combines America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE with the most Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Ask how you get Xfinity Mobile included with your Xfinity Internet, so all you pay for is data. And save even more by bringing an eligible phone when you switch. It's that easy with Xfinity Mobile. Visit an Xfinity store or XfinityMobile.com to learn how you can keep your phone and upgrade your network. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity Internet service. Savings compares regular monthly service charge for Comcast data options and weighted average prices of comparable plans of top providers as of March 15, 2018. Actual savings vary. Bring your own phone, limited to select eligible iPhones. Requires activation of a new Xfinity Mobile line. Not valid with previously activated lines.
Hi, I'm Thomas from your Tracy Safeway. We're happy to be part of the local communities we serve. And this week, we're celebrating 92 years of service in Northern California by offering huge savings to our customers. Our anniversary sale is happening now, with deals on hundreds of items throughout our stores. Shop our anniversary sale and get Doritos or Sun Chips select varieties $1.99 with your club card. And select from an assortment of Pepsi products on sale this week. Now that's savings we're celebrating. This is Thomas from your Tracy Safeway, and we'll see you soon.
Do you hear that light breeze? Do you hear the birds chirping? Well, those are all sound effects. But if you stopped and took the time to get McDonald's breakfast, you might hear them for yourself. Take the time to start your morning off right. Grab any size hot coffee for just a dollar and pair it with a delicious sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Or conquer those morning meetings with a hearty sausage McMuffin with egg. Stop and smell the coffee. Treat yourself to breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Drink run. Here we go. McCafe coffees, shakes, and drinks. Ain't no thing. You the man. Yeah, that's what they're gonna say. Aw, Kevin, thank you so much. We love you. That's right. You the champ. The drink run champ.
Welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you?
Own the drink run, Kevin. Own it. Now get a small smoothie, shake, or frappe for $2 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Attention Bay Area, how would you like the chance to earn dollars every month in consistent mailbox money? Well, listen to this. Actor Dean Cain, known as Superman on ABC's hit TV show Lois and Clark, and now real estate investor with the National Real Estate Network, are giving away their Riches in Real Estate kit for free to anyone who calls now. They will show you their formula for flipping houses in your spare time for potential profits. If you're interested in embarking on a new adventure and possibly changing your life, then you need to call right now. Call 1-800-304-0995 now to get your free Riches in Real Estate kit. Call 800-304-0995 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training event with a free meal, a free smartwatch, and a free flash drive loaded with vital information just for attending. Call 800-304-0995. That's 800-304-0995 for your free Riches in Real Estate kit today.
Have you heard that putting a penny in your mouth can beat a DUI breathalyzer? I'm attorney Darren Cavanocchi, founder of 1-800-NO-CUFFS, and a friend just told me at a party that he actually thought this would work. Unfortunately, putting money in your mouth will not change DUI test results, but if you swallow it, it could definitely mean a trip to the proctologist. And can't we all agree that Abe Lincoln has been through enough already? Thankfully, at 1-800-NO-CUFFS, we know more than 59 ways to successfully attack breath and blood tests, and we have a team of lawyers and top experts to make sure that you're protected if you're arrested for a DUI or any other crime. And none of them will put your intestines at risk, I promise. Sharp people in the Bay Area know it's far better to just put 1-800-NO-CUFFS on speed dial now. 1-800-NO-CUFFS. Because no one looks good in handcuffs, you know, unless you're into that sort of thing. 1-800-NO-CUFFS. That's 1-800-NO-CUFFS.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Word on the street is that there may or may not have been a 1-2 piece thrown at State Warrior recently. That's coming up at 6:45. Vinny Serrato, former Redskins general manager, coming up in about 14 minutes at 6:30. Great to have you with us. Joe Lowendibs, 95.7 The Game. Bobby Evans, Giant general manager, today at 8:30. Did the Giants reach out to the Nats to inquire about Bryce Harper? Inquiring minds want to know. We will find that out at 8:30. So, news out of 49ers camp. We tend to overanalyze things that happen at camp. It's because we love football that much. I'm not just speaking about this room. I'm speaking about this country. You see one little cell phone video from a fan of a wide receiver beating a corner, and all hell breaks loose on whether or not you should get rid of the corner and whether or not you should pay the wide receiver. But that's part of the fun of all of this. You don't take it too seriously. You enjoy it. You study it. You embrace it. But you don't read into it too much. The one thing every team and every fan base is trying to avoid this time of year, serious injuries. And so far, locally, it appears that has been the case through the first week of camp. Gerrion Conley obviously battling some issues with the Raiders. And now word out of Santa Clara, former first-round pick Arik Armstead is being listed as week to week with a hamstring strain he suffered very recently. He reportedly wasn't at practice yesterday, so now being listed as week to week. Armstead, as many of you know, has, shall we say, failed to meet expectations since being drafted as a top 20 pick out of Oregon a few years ago. He is set to enter his fourth NFL season. The team has already picked up his fifth-year option, which is going to pay just south of $10 million next season. The official number, $9.046 million. Just six sacks through 30 career games. Week to week, could be fine. Plays week one, great. But is there any Niner with more pressure on him this season than Arik Armstead? Because this has got to be the year, year four. The excuses are done, Dibs.
Yeah, I think Josh Garnett was the first name that popped in my head, but he may not even be relied upon. He may not even be there. So the pressure is on Armstead because of what you said about his fifth-year option being picked up. They've made a certain commitment to him, and now it's time for him to show that he's a legitimate NFL player. Forget the first-round label, because he hasn't played up to that, of course. He has to just play up to the label of be an NFL starter and then go out, play this year, play next year, and then maybe get another contract. But six sacks in 30 games over the course of 3 years, by the way, that's not 48 games.
Right.
That's not, you know, 15 sacks in 48 games, which would, you know, be 5 a year, which would be pretty good. Not bad. Not great, but not bad. But 6-30, that's big-time disappointment.
Lo, to be listed at week-to-week with a hamstring injury, these things can linger. They can be nagging. They can be troublesome, or you can rehab it. You can move on. He's had 3 years in the league. This is his fourth camp, yet he needs the work and the experience as much as anybody else, right?
Yeah, he does. And, Joe, even in OTAs this year, the guy was injured and had to have foot surgery, had cleanup done. So you look at some of these lingering injuries from this guy who hasn't given you a colossal amount of time, who's been injured throughout his career, and not just that, hasn't put a lot of time on the field, even when he was well, because of lack of ability to get it done. So, yeah, without a doubt, this is a little troubling. Here now, the guy's hamstring is kind of tweaked. He should be back in a couple of weeks, but he needs the time. He needs to go out there and get better, because they're being physical out there at camp right now. The offensive line, you know, is not necessarily solidified. You got guys battling for position. So practice is very, very important. And Armstead, this is a guy that needs to be out there to get those reps. So this is alarming. They picked up the fifth-year option. This is his year. This is a year that either he plays well or, you know, they won't going to bring him back. They're not going to bring him back. He's going to have to go in a free agent market and prove himself after the season.
With Armstead down, that means other bodies need to step up. The one guy to keep a close eye on over the next few days, rookie seventh-round pick Julian Taylor, 6'5", 280 pounds out of Temple, ran a 4.8340, very athletic with a lot of upside. The downside is that he only played 15 games in 4 seasons with the Temple Owls, so he's raw. He needs to be developed. His lower half isn't as thick or as powerful, they say, as you would want from the position, but Kyle Shanahan did say that Julian Taylor has done enough through the first week of camp to earn himself some first-team reps. That's pretty high praise for a seventh-rounder at a Temple when you've got other guys like Ronald Blair on the roster who many thought would step into the role. Not saying this guy is going to be the next, I don't know, Adrian Colbert, who made it rain as a seventh-rounder last year, but just keep your eyes on Julian Taylor moving forward. Armstead, definitely a niner in the crosshairs when it comes to pressure. Jimmy Garoppolo has to be one you throw out there, which I think is an interesting debate because some would argue that now that he's got the contract, there's no pressure whatsoever on Garoppolo. Reuben Foster facing pressure as well. Who do you see the most needing to, depends on how I phrase it because it could lead right to Foster, but in terms of the overall pressure faced, does Armstead rank above those guys in your opinion?
I think Reuben Foster still is number one because of the scrutiny of what he went through and the position he's being asked to play in his second year. And last year he had a good year, but not a great year because he was injured in and out, knick-knack injuries. When he played very well. Now you know he's only going to play 14 games at the most because of the suspension. So he has to have an impactful 14. I would say Garoppolo is second because he is now this near global icon status. And then from there, you'd have to look at Armstead, or I think Pierre Garçon's a guy who has a lot of pressure on him because he has to be a true number one receiver. Marquise Goodwin, I don't think is going to get you 90 grabs. You need somebody to be that 80-90 grab guy, and I think it's Garçon. So I would put him right. Maybe if it's Mount Pressuremore, if we do the four spots, that would be my Mount Pressuremore for the Niners.
Joshua Garnett just trying to make the team. There's some pressure in that. Richard Sherman trying to prove that he still has enough left in the tank to contribute both off the field, which we've already seen, and on the field, which remains to be seen moving forward.
Pressure.
You're looking around this team, pressure-wise. Does Garoppolo even feel pressure this season? Once you sign a deal like that, is there any way to genuinely feel any pressure?
I think he's going to set the bar high for himself to do well, perform well. I don't think it comes down to necessarily wins and losses. I think it comes down to how he performs. If they go out there and they lose games 31-21, and he's, you know, if he's throwing three touchdowns and he has 300-400 yards, it's not on him and no interceptions. So pressure in that regard for him to play well, I think that's okay. But if you're saying after this season, will he be here? Yes. You're talking about the linebacker. You're talking about Reuben Foster. Is more pressure on him? Will he be here after the season? Yes. Even if he plays bad, yes. Buckner, would he be here after the season? Yes. You look, go down the line, you talk about Richard, you know, different guys that have pressure on them to play well. Most of those guys you guys alluded to will be here after the season. Garnett has a lot of pressure because here's a guy that may not be on the team, but I think he understands that. It ain't necessarily a backup role. But Armstead, to me, he has the most pressure because of the fact He's in a situation. If he doesn't play well, he's not on the team. If he doesn't play well, he doesn't know if a team's going to go out there and even pick him up. He needs to make sure that he plays well. He's not. He is a situation, and he's injured. So what if he doesn't play well? What if he right now, this young kid, seventh rounder, what if he takes his job and he doesn't get back? He just lost value. Now he goes in the league and he's looked at as a backup. You look at Reuben Foster. You know, Reuben Foster can run. He can hit. He can do everything.
Well, there's no doubt in his ability to play.
Right. It's a matter of can the guy stay healthy and can he take care of his off-field stuff? If those things are in place, yes. Jimmy G, look at his talent. He throws the ball to look at his body of work. Can he play? Yes. Can he throw the ball? Can he move out of pressure? Can he elude? Is he a smart guy? All those, when you're talking about the guys you guys alluded to, those guys passed the test. The one guy that has not passed his test yet in 4 years is Armstead. So when you look at it like that, he has to have the most pressure because he hasn't passed any tests, and he's been there the longest in this organization and had the most opportunities to perform and perform at a high level. Because why? He was first-round pick. You're going to get those opportunities when you're a first-round pick because the organization is invested in you. So without a doubt, he has the most pressure to succeed.
Yeah, way to bring it home, too. That was nice.
Got very energetic at the end there. I like that.
Oh, that was great. It was like the end of a round where the guy kind of dances for 2 minutes and 30, and then
he just stole the round.
Oh, Sugar Ray Leonard. Yeah. That Sugar Ray was
Lowe
good.
Lowe just tried to steal the round right there.
Yeah, Sugar Ray Leonard.
And I think he
nicely
did.
Done.
He was
nicely
good.
Nicely done. That's what happened to De La Hoya against Trinidad.
Trinidad
stole all those rounds at the end of the fight.
Mayweather was the king of that, though, right?
Well, he's the king of a lot of things. I mean, he'll get you at any part of the round.
And you could have upticked, and it would have been a 10-8 round.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm going to score at 9-9. I thought you knocked yourself down by accident earlier in the round.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Pressure. How's that fair?
Might have been a slip.
Pressure can manifest itself in both negative and positive routes. For example, the pressure on Reuben Foster comes from a negative route. He needs to prove he's not who people think he is. DeForest Buckner has pressure on him, in my opinion, a lot of it, manifesting itself from positive routes. You want to show everyone you are who they think you are. Buckner has the opportunity this season to emerge as not only the best player on the defense, but as the future leader and team captain of this defense. He's shown flashes. He's got the prowess, the intelligence, the athletic ability. If he can make the next jump in his game this season, not only is he headed for a huge payday, but he could be the face of this defense moving forward. Remember, the face of this defense is up for grabs. Richard Sherman will probably represent the defense this season, but long term, he's not the guy. And everyone, including Richard Sherman, knows that. Reuben Foster could be that guy, but you got to clean your act up for an extended period of time in order to earn that right. Buckner right now, I think the opportunity is there for him to seize this season. So he's got pressure, big pressure in my opinion, but good pressure.
Yeah, and the best pressure and a good coordinator who's going to move him around to all three or four spots on the line. That way they're going to give the offenses different looks. He has the speed to rush outside some and obviously the power to do it inside. It's going to be fun to watch him all over the line this year.
Isn't it amazing though, guys, when we're talking about pressure and we're talking about different positions on the line? You think about it. Linebacker, you look at who's going to the Hall of Fame, two linebackers, Ray Lewis, you look at Urlacher. Defensive line, pass rushers, usually linebackers, but when have you guys seen an interior defensive line, probably since Reggie White, that you could say that it's their team, it's their defense, even though they're great guys in the inside, like Buckner and stuff plays, but it's usually, when you think about what
it's not a glory position.
It's not, but it's usually an outside boy dog that can J.J. Watt, pass rusher on the outside. You know what those guys, those are the guys usually that the defense, either middle linebacker, a safety, or linebacker, you see.
Vinny Serrato, former general manager of the Washington Redskins. He was a personnel man in San Francisco when the Niners drafted Terrell Owens. What does he think about T.O.'s decision to not attend his own Hall of Fame ceremony this weekend? He's coming up next. Joe Lowe and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
The 95.7 The Game golf tournament is sold out. And this is the final week that we're qualifying listeners to win a round of golf with the GOAT, Jerry Rice. Listen at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. all this week. And you and a friend could be golfing with Jerry at the Bay Club's Boulder Ridge course in San Jose. Details at 957thegame.com. The 957 The Game Golf Tournament is brought to you by Golden State Lumber, Benjamin Moore Paints, and Friedman's Appliance.
It's the Power Buy Sale at Mattress Firm. We bought some of our best-selling mattresses at unbelievable prices so that we can pass the incredible savings on to you. Right now, take home a new Serta Memory Foam Queen mattress for only $397, or a Sleepies for under $385, or, best of all, get 50% off a Beautyrest Recharge Hybrid at just $799. But hurry, once these beds are gone, they're gone. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Visit mattressfirm.com/sale for details. Offer available at participating locations only.
Lady Luck comes and Lady Luck goes, but at the Oaks Card Club and Oaks Corner Sports Bar and Restaurant in Emeryville, she is a regular. The Oaks Card Club features 40 tables of nonstop gaming, Texas Hold'em, Omaha, and 7-card stud. Popular games including Baccarat, Blackjack, 3-card poker, Pai Gow, and Pai Gow poker, all played 24-7. Card clubs come and card clubs go, but after 100 years on the same corner in Emeryville, they're here to stay. Play it smart. Play at Oaks.
Rinse is a new kind of dry cleaning service that picks up and delivers your laundry to your door, so you never have to waste time going to the dry cleaner again. As a business idea, we couldn't find any holes in it, but to make sure, we put on a focus group.
Okay, can anyone think of a reason someone would rather go to the dry cleaner themselves than use Rinse?
Because you've formed an emotional bond with your dry cleaner.
Or you're secretly in love with your dry cleaner.
If you were, like, an eccentric billionaire, you might not see going to the dry cleaner as a waste of time, but in fact, the highlight of your day.
If you lived at the dry cleaner, your dry cleaning would just, you know, be there.
Okay. Anyone else?
So in conclusion, there is no good reason not to save time using Rinse. Sign up today for $20 off your first order at Rinse.com. That's RINSE.com.
Whether it's a major collision or just a scratch or a door ding, Shilton Auto Body's 11 convenient Bay Area locations are just a call or click away. Stop in or schedule an appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. That's ChiltonAutoBody.com.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
I was at Dolan's in Walnut Creek, and I saw these Anderson big doors.
They are absolutely breathtaking.
It looks like you're outside when you're actually inside.
Really right, big doors like with all the energy-saving features of Anderson windows and doors are here. Patio doors up to 48 feet wide and 10 feet high and beyond. If you can dream it, Dolan's can help you create it. With Anderson, folding, multi-glide, pocketing, cornering, and much more. Building or remodeling? Talk to the experts at Dolan's and visit DolanLumber.com. That's DolanLumber.com.
At your local Lucky and Lucky California, find certified Angus beef boneless top sirloin steak that is just $8.49 a pound. It's a cut above USDA Prime, Choice, and Select. Only at your local Lucky and Lucky California.
A summer of fun awaits at NorCal Honda's Summer Spectacular event with great deals on every Honda model. For details, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
95.7 The Game. Trending now.
I'm Anna Kakadakis. Once again, the green and gold crushed it.
1-2 pitch hit high in the air to center. Back on it is Grichuk. To the track. He's at the wall, and this one will go. Chris Davis unloads number 29 on the year.
Vince Catronio with the call. You heard it here on 95.7 The Game. A's locked down a 6-2 victory over the Blue Jays, clinching the series and clinching Bob Melvin's 600th win with the green and gold. Astros beat the Mariners last night, so Oakland is now within one game of the second wild card spot. A's wrap up the series against the Jays today. Coverage starts at noon right here on 95.7 The Game. Giants won their third straight after Brandon Crawford's clutch single in the 10th gave San Francisco the 3-2 victory off day before facing Arizona tomorrow. Giants and A's did not make any moves yesterday at the non-waiver trade deadline. headline, What's Next for SF? Well, Joe Lowndes will ask GM Bobby Evans at 8:30. I'm Anna Kagadakis. Also, Vinny Serrato will join the show next here on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Lowndes continues on 95.7 The Game.
Draymond versus Tristan Thompson, the story of the day, perhaps, coming up in a few minutes. Jason McIntyre from the Big Lead in FS1 apparently had some details on this a couple weeks ago. He's going to join us at 7:30 to tell us what he knows, because there's a lot out there, but we're not sure what exactly is accurate and what isn't, which is right up the wheelhouse for how this show likes to operate. Right in that gray area.
I'm so excited. 925, I didn't say that no interior lineman. I said very rarely, okay?
Let's go ahead and not worry about the text line for the moment.
Okay, but I'm not telling you guys all. I'm just saying the majority of the time, it's outside pass rusher and inside backer. That's what I was saying. So I didn't say all every time.
As Lowe argues with some 14-year-old in
Brazil. Great.
I'm turning into KD, bro. I'm turning into KD.
Rabbit ears.
Former Washington Redskins general manager, former San Francisco 49ers director of player personnel. Catch him now as the co-host of Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Vinny Serrato joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Vinny, and as always, thank you for your time. How's your summer been treating you?
Summer's been good. We got football tomorrow. I've been a lot of Ravens training camp. Let me say that.
Oh, Benny.
Tell me about this. How's Lamar Jackson looking, and do you see a scenario playing out where he takes Joe Flacco's job this season?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Not take the job. Absolutely not. There's no way. I mean, it is night and day difference between – Joe Flacco looks great. I'll say this. I expect Joe Flacco to have a quarterback rating 90 or higher, and I expect him to have like 28 touchdowns, 12 picks, and I think Joe's going to have his best year. If he does all those things, the Ravens will make the playoffs. And Lamar Jackson is, you know, he's flashes. He's very inconsistent. Very inconsistent throwing the football. You love when he runs around and makes plays because, I mean, his lateral quickness, his burst, his explosiveness is amazing. But his throwing is just not where it needs to be yet. But I was at the rookie minicamp when he first got here. It's improved drastically. So it's going to be interesting. I was talking to Marty Morningwig after practice yesterday. I said, Marty, what do you think? Lamar drops back the first time. There's a little pressure. Bam, he's gone. He said, oh, absolutely. He says, but we just want him to play the quarterback position in the game tomorrow night.
The 49ers obviously pinning a lot of hopes on Jimmy Garoppolo after his 5-0 finish to the season last year. What can you tell fans to have them maybe slow the roll a little bit about what Jimmy's going to be expecting facing a tough Minnesota team in week one?
Well, when you look at their schedule and the defenses they have to play, you know, Minnesota's defense is outstanding. You know, and they've got pass rush, and they've got people in the secondary, and they've got a good offense. So it's going to be a tough deal. You know, so I would just say be patient because Garoppolo can't do it all by himself, and don't expect him to start out 5-0 again. You know, I would say just patience and evaluate him at the end of the season, not weekly.
Well, Vinny, how patient should the Raiders be between, speaking of Khalil Mack and head coach Gruden, how is this relationship and how is this story going to end?
Doesn't seem like there is a relationship. Doesn't seem like there's been much discussion from everything that you hear. And
sure.
Sounds to me like that what he wants is probably more than they want to give, or they're not interested in signing him long term is the way it kind of sounds to me. I mean, I heard John, you know, on NFL Network the other day, you know, they were asking him, they said, you know, well, your defense, you know, wasn't great last year. He said, yeah, our defense wasn't great with Khalil Mack. So I don't. It doesn't sound to me like he's that anxious to sign him. And if they didn't sign him, it wouldn't shock me. Or if they sign him, it would be at their number. And it doesn't sound like that's what will happen with Khalil Mack. Or if they trade him, that wouldn't shock me either.
Former Redskins general manager Vinny Serrato joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Long term, do you see Khalil Mack as a member of the Raiders? Obviously, they've got the contract control over him this year. They could franchise him next season. But when it's said and done in the next couple years and the team gets ready to move to Las Vegas, do you see Mack as a part of those plans?
I don't. My gut tells me no. My gut tells me that they'll trade him. and, you know, try to get some good draft picks for him. That's, you know, especially if he holds out, and especially if they're doing well in the preseason and the defense is doing well. I mean, because Paulie Gunther, Paulie was with me in Washington. I mean, he was basically like a graduate assistant when he was in Washington. And in Cincinnati, they had a lot of good rushers, you know. So I'm kind of surprised, but maybe in their evaluations of watching them, because when new coaches come in, they're going to evaluate the talent, all right? They evaluate the talent, and maybe they're not in love with Khalil Mack. It's kind of what it tells me. I mean, if they're not all over him to get him back and stuff, maybe their evaluations are, you know what, we're not going to put all our resources into him.
What does Gunther do from a scheme standpoint that allows the defense to have so much pressure from so many different pieces that would help them maybe offset the loss potentially of Khalil Mack?
Well, to me, the biggest thing is just like Mike Zimmer, who he learned basically his defense from, and Marvin Lewis also, you know, who was with us in Washington at that time also. But what Paulie's going to do is he's going to look at what his players do well and let them do what they do well. You know, and if you don't have a bunch of pass rushers, all right, how do I create pass rush? I got to create it with blitzing. I've got to create it with scheme. If I've got pass rushers, then I can do other things schematically where I don't need to blitz. You know, or if I've got great corners, you know, like the Ravens, they have two outstanding corners with Humphreys and Jimmy Smith that can play press man. All right, I can blitz and man them up, you know, and get after the quarterback a little bit more. So there's a lot of different ways to do it.
When you look at the San Francisco 49ers, they're in a similar situation. Doesn't necessarily have a guy that dog on defense that can get after the quarterback with great consistency. So is that going to have to be by scheme, in your opinion, as well?
I would think so. I would think, you know, if you don't have the rushers, because if there's nobody that can line up, you know, like when we were there, we had, you know, Charles Haley or Ricky Jackson.
Oh, my. City champ.
You know, so when you would line up, you knew they were going to get pressure. You knew that they would get doubled or, you know, you had a chance, you know, to get them one-on-one. So if they don't have that, yeah, you got to be able to get pressure somehow. Because if you don't have pressure and that quarterback can stand back there forever, if they give Kirk Cousins all day to stand back there and throw, he's going to pick them apart. Because as good as your secondary may be, as good as your corners are, you know, they're not going to be that good if they got to cover all day because nobody can do it.
Vinny Serrato with us here on 95.7 The Game. What did you think of the decision on behalf of wide receiver Terrell Owens to pass on this weekend's Hall of Fame festivities in Canton, Ohio, and rather hold his own little event in Chattanooga? Do you think he's making a mistake here?
Yeah, and I talked to him. You know, I called him, and I said, T.O., I said, I was bringing my kids, you know, to Canton to see you. He said, well, I'm going to make an announcement in a week. This was like prior to his announcement. You know, I said, well, why don't you come on my show and talk about it? He said, I'll come on after the ceremony. So I'll find out more at that time. But, you know what, I was a little disappointed. And I think in 5 years he'll say, you know, damn, I should have gone. Because what I thought, you know, I was standing up for, you know, basically he's mad at the people that didn't vote him in. And, you know, they're not the people that are up there on stage with him and everything. So I'm a little disappointed he didn't. But that's kind of T.O.,
former Washington Redskins general manager, former 49ers director of player personnel. You can check him out now as the co-host of Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Vinny Serrato joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Vinny, we always appreciate the time. Thank you very much. Enjoy tomorrow night's Hall of Fame game.
Oh, absolutely. You know, well, you know what's cool about tomorrow night's game is you know, none of the veteran guys are playing, so it'll get a chance to see a lot of young guys, and everybody in Baltimore is in great anticipation of watching Lamar Jackson, because there's been quite a buzz, you know, in the city about Lamar. So it's going to be fun to watch. But, you know, like I say on our show, there's going to be some good things during the game, and there's going to be some bad things. Just what you want to do is just follow his progress through the five preseason games, because he's going to play a lot.
Excellent. Good stuff, Vinny. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. Take care.
We have got to get into what he said about Khalil Mack. We've got to get into that at some point in the show, but we also have to dive into what we've all been getting very excited about for quite some time, the 1-2 piece heard round the world. That's next. Jolo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
Thinking about a new TV? Maybe getting a really good one this time? Samsung, Sony, and LG are the top-rated brands for 2017. And this weekend, many of their best models are on sale at the lowest prices of the year. Who has the best deals on the best TVs? Video only, where all the smart shoppers go. Before you buy at a club or online, check out video only, because if you don't, you'll be sorry.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
And to accelerate your hiring even more, Indeed offers sponsored jobs. New users can try a premium placement for free at Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply. Additional terms online.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Right now, when you switch to Unlimited, we'll give you your fourth and fifth lines free. Unlimited from Sprint, full of features you love, including TV from Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and global roaming in more than 185 destinations worldwide.
Switch to Sprint Unlimited now and get your fourth and fifth lines free. That's five lines of Unlimited for just $24 per month per line. Hurry to a Sprint store, visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Limited time offer. After 1/31/2020, pay $60 per month for line 1, $40 per month for line 2, and $20 per month per line for lines 3 through 5 with autopay. One Hulu Limited commercials plan per eligible Sprint account. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Video streams up to 480p. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Hey, San Francisco. It's Boomer Esiason, former veteran pro football quarterback. And as someone who appreciates quality and design, I recommend AZAC. AZAC is number one in premium decking. And my builder recommended AZAC because of its style and durability. I said, let's give it a try. Now, I absolutely love it. I don't just request to use AZAC for my home. I demand it. And you should, too. Check out AZAC at AZAC.com. You won't be sorry. Long-lasting, high-performance, stylish products. AZAC will not only meet your needs, it will exceed them. That's AZEK.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our triple bonus mattress sale. Choose from the largest selection of top brand mattresses at the lowest possible price. Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit sleepworld.com.
When it matters most, patients turn to Stanford Healthcare.
I was having inflammation in the esophagus. I found myself in a hotel room in pain and eventually found myself in the emergency room where I had to have an emergency endoscopy. At the time, the doctors were familiar with this condition called eosinophilic esophagitis, but there wasn't a lot of research in that area. My general practitioner was familiar with some of the work that Dr. Fernandez Becker had done and sort of pointed me to Stanford. Because of Stanford's reputation, it was an easy decision to come up here, and it was clear that she had done as much work as anybody in that area. So she understood what I was going through. I quickly realized I was in the right place. She knows I'm somebody who asks a lot of questions, does his own research. So it's a good relationship that we have trying to work this hand in hand. I feel that we've got this condition under control.
U.S. News and World Report recognizes Stanford Healthcare in the top 10 best hospitals in the nation. Discover more patient stories at StanfordHealthNow.org.
At CarMax, you have the freedom to shop the way you want. Explore our vast selection of vehicles at your local store, either on your own or with one of our helpful sales associates, or visit CarMax.com and search our nationwide inventory from anywhere. It's the best of both worlds, like a cockapoo, part cocker spaniel, part poodle. And what's not to love about that? So visit CarMax or CarMax.com and experience the cockapoo of car buying. CarMax, drive what's possible.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it, like when you realize your home might be in a flood zone, or when you realize you don't know what a deductible is, so you text mom and she replies with a 40-part answer, or when you're ziplining and aren't sure if your wedding ring is covered.
If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/Outsmart. Outsmart Insurance Doubt. AAA. Outsmart Life.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're going to be dissecting this story throughout the day because there's a lot to get to here. And the beauty that there's so much uncertainty around it is what we relish in. We relish in because that's this show, operating in the margins, in the shadows, in the gray area. Let's take you back to game one of this year's NBA Finals. We all remember J.R. Smith as the story at the end of that game, but tempers flared in overtime. Tristan Thompson got ejected after an altercation with Draymond Green. Here's what Draymond Green had to say about Tristan Thompson regarding that moment after game one.
Tristan tells you to meet him outside. What's your reaction?
I can't meet him outside of here because I'll still get fined. But I can meet him in the streets any day. You know, you can say somebody meet you at the bus. I'm not. I keep taking care of my family, man. I ain't going to meet you at the bus. But, you know, the summers, you can meet anybody anywhere. I want to meet me outside and meet me at the bus. Like, I ain't finna give up no money for that. You know, if you want to see me somewhere else, that's fine. Anytime.
And we all laughed and enjoyed the game one win. We also went on to enjoy the game two win, the game three win, and the game four win, which resulted in a third title in 4 years and a sweep of LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, the official end of LeBron's time in Cleveland. Afterwards, in game four, there was kind of a makeshift handshake line, not to the extent you see in hockey, but there were players talking to each other afterwards, and Tristan Thompson and Draymond eventually encountered one another, and Thompson tried to embrace Draymond to an extent. It looked as if it was a let's let bygones be bygones sort of thing, and Draymond wasn't having it. He was not having it. He actually started talking trash and was asked about it at the parade. He had this to say.
He just cut from a different cloth. You know, there's a lot of guys in this league. They saw. We just come from a different club.
That's real.
That's all I really got from you.
That's real. That's as real as it gets.
Got the bus, man. I love
the mic.
We just ain't cut the same. I told one of them dudes from Cavs after the game, he tried to shake my hand. I said, Tristan, we ain't cut the same.
Additional hollering and uhs, courtesy of Kalena Azubuki, our good friend. Listen to the beginning of this again. You'll hear Kalena.
You just cut from a different cloth.
I forgot about that. So, those things play out. Again, we react and we all move on. Well, apparently, at a post-ESPYs exclusive after party, Draymond and Tristan Thompson encountered each other and mixed it up. And we're trying to get to the bottom of what actually happened. This is supposedly a private party held by LeBron James. No phones, no cameras, a very exclusive after party following the ESPYs in which a lot of guys were in LA. And somehow Thompson and Green encountered each other at one point. Some reports are saying Thompson hit Draymond with a 1-2 piece.
Oh, my.
Is what I'm hearing, a 1-2 piece. Others are saying it wasn't so much a punch. It was kind of a facial shove. Marcus Thompson, who does as good a job covering the Warriors as anyone, he's over at The Athletic. He has a story. And in that story today, quote, "It was a sucker punch," said one source who attended the party. But to be honest, it wasn't really a punch. It was more like a shove. And from there, it says that they went on later in the evening and there weren't any other altercations and everyone kind of partied into the night. Dibs, what do you make of this?
I think it's hilarious the whole way it's been described. And you did such a good job of walking us through the brief backstory. And there's obviously more between Draymond and the Cavs. But to see these two come to, not come to blows, but come to terms in the club like that, it tells me a lot of things. For one thing, if you're Draymond Green and you see Tristan Thompson and you're in the same venue, it can't be a sucker punch because you know that you have some bad blood between he and Tristan. You heard what Draymond said. You're not cut from the same cloth. So if I'm in a venue with another person who's not cut from the same cloth as me and someone who's thrown a basketball in my face and I've had problems with, I'm going to keep my head on a swivel. So I don't believe that it was a sucker punch. Additionally, I don't believe Tristan Thompson gave him a two-piece. I believe he gave him a hockey-style, you know, hand to the face, not even a drop your gloves and let's get it on, but just kind of a hand wash, and then they were separated.
That's so real.
Yeah, thank you, Kalena. I don't think it's much more than that, but To me, the way it's widely being reported, it was a two-piece. No, it was a sucker punch. He got his face washed. It was just two guys who really don't want to fight who got into a little mini fracas for about 4 seconds.
You've been licking your lips about this story all morning. Go ahead, lay it out for us. What are you thinking when you hear all these details?
Well,
deets, as the kids call it.
Like Dib said, one of them's scared and the other one's glad of it. You wanted to fight, someone push you, you can get after it. Come on, hold me back, hold me back. I've seen that fight too many times, and it's just a pillow fight. You know, so you see certain things happen, go down like this. You're like, okay, what really happened? I just know that the King had to step in, him and KD, break this fight up. LeBron James shot out. That probably tried
LeBron
to
James.
Save that. Good thing if he probably wasn't there, maybe punches would have came to blow.
Oh, he had his cape on. He's just a hero.
Him and KD, two superstars.
They were the two that reportedly broke it up.
Thank you. There you go, Dibs.
But again, if they really wanted to get after it, they would have scrapped long ago. These are two guys who didn't want to fight. Hold me back. Hold me back.
Well, and you're right, but in a sense, though, you had KD's team, Draymond. Okay, he's the leader. You know, you look at LeBron, Tristan. So both these guys tell both these dogs to go back to the corner and don't do it here. But I'm excited because you got to realize all the time your boy's been saying, "I'll meet me in the club. We can meet outside on the street." Fake news. I'm not gonna go meet by the bus. Whatever. And now you have a time. Both you guys are in the same place. And you know you said that. And no, he's all right. I mean you. And he pushes you in the face. I'm just saying. I don't care if it's a little push, not a push. Something's got to go. You want to get to that person. If LeBron said don't fight in the club, I get it. But you could have said, let's go outside. And let me tell you, if you said let's go outside behind back or whatever, guys will let you go outside in the back. They can act like that and, oh, we ain't letting that happen. When it gets that, when you got two guys that are heated and it's a certain situation and they're like, hey, you guys ain't fighting. This ain't going down in here. Man, if y'all willing, take that out of here. How many times you see it? Man, take that out of here. Take that crap out of here. Don't do that in here. If they really want to go, they could have walked outside in the alley, no one around, and they could have made it rain.
Getting the flag there.
Oh, okay.
I tried to do the guru, I'm excited during it, and the mic was completely off.
Oh, wow.
And then I didn't want to do anything in the middle because I didn't want to ruin your precious momentum there.
I heard you say, I'm excited.
I got to get hit with the five there. Back to cue up some guru, I'm excited. So that's
real.
Yeah, thank you. That's why I wasn't immediately flagged.
Shout out Guru, by the way, who accidentally triggered a 15-person station group text message last night. Were you guys on this thing?
Thankfully, no.
Was he winning? Was he gambling?
Guru was trying to post a message on a Pittsburgh Pirates message board about how they're going for it. This team's going to win the World Series in 2020. Oh. And he laid the whole thing out. But somehow, being Guru, rather than posting it where he wanted to post it in this Pirates forum, he hit a button that sent it out to this 95.7 The Game group text he created, which is a bunch of producers and on-air people. The Steinbetz was on it. And this thing went on probably 20, 30 messages, kept blowing up, everyone's thoughts on all of this nonsense, culminating with everyone pretty much trying to get an opinion out of Steinmetz because, you know, he would not want to be on this
group
text.
Of course, of course.
And you know his phone was going off repeatedly, and he was clearly probably very upset about it, and everyone just kept instigating it then.
This is a team effort.
Yeah, it'll be great if Steinmetz plays the role of Tristan and tries to give Guru a little two-piece today before your show starts.
And that leads into the big question of the day. Marcus Thompson, from another source regarding this, has it as a face mush. Wasn't so much a punch. It was more of a face mush. Another source described it. Other reports have described it as a legit punch, maybe even a quick 1-2. If it's a face mush, what would you rather be on the receiving end of? The face mush or the bowl of soup J.R. Smith threw at an assistant coach a few months ago during the regular season? Think about
give
that.
Me, oh, it's simple.
Who do you want to be?
Give me face mush.
You would rather be face mushed in the club then have a bowl of soup thrown on you.
You got the soup. Now you got to go. You can push me in the face, and I'm going to get to you later. Don't trust me.
Yeah, but you didn't. And now we're talking about 2 weeks later, and you didn't.
Listen, the guy just kind of been. He's got to push my face, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get you. So I'm like, all right.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
I'm going to get you, sucker. Okay? But you got soup.
It's good
you got to go. You throw that soup on you, cuz, and it's hot, I'm throwing soup on you. Now you got to change your clothes. You can't just say, I'm going to get you later. Uh-uh. You got to take off your shirt. You got to go take a shower. You got soup on your face. Soup all running down your clothes. You just, even when you leave, the face mask you're thinking about. But when you walk away, you got soup all over your face. You got to go get a towel. You got to get something. Soup's just pouring.
Right, but getting hit with soup implies there could be some distance between you and him, which also implies you may not have been able to get to him for retaliation. If you got touched, if you got face mushed, then you're right there. You were clearly within striking distance, and there are no reports of you doing anything in retaliation. I'd almost rather get hit with the soup and then be able to argue, I tried to get at him, but he threw soup from across the room. And by the time I got there, there were 15 people breaking us up.
I like your
point.
You
get face mushed, and it's like, you know, you can't claim everyone jumped in. You were right there.
Plus, you've got the whole idea of germs. You don't know where that hand's been. A bowl of soup most likely is a nice, hygienic, high-quality broth.
You can have soup at a tailgate, right?
I
was
telling
you would do maybe if a soup, if it's that's okay for a tailgate.
I knew it was coming.
You tried to head it off with a pass.
Absolutely.
Coach. That's a really good effort.
I know Tristan could have just used the restroom and not washed his hands.
Without
now you get
doubt.
Faced with that. Ew. Now you're almost not just getting face mushed, you're almost getting you know what mush.
And he potentially could
actually teabag.
He could have that that MLB affliction, the hand, foot, and mouth disease that is ravaging New York organization.
See what I'm saying?
Oh, this just got
throw
gross.
A bowl of soup on me any day of the week.
So you'd rather if I just come up and just get a bowl of soup and just throw it in your face and just run down.
No indication was that it was thrown on an individual's face.
Wow. It was across a table too. There was a little bit of a
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.